Thanks for tuning in to 90.7 Sheridan Radio. Here's some more news for your face. A new ad campaign puts a spotlight on Toronto. The ad features ballet dancers riding the TTC, a kid flipping his bat like Jose Bautista, a Raptors game, a Drake concert, and the Pride Parade all crammed in to just over a minute. Andrew Weir, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Tourism Toronto, says the new campaign taps into the city's growing civic swagger and hopes to boost Toronto tourism this summer. A new study published by the Canadian Medical Association shows that Zika virus infections are more common and severe than researchers had expected. The study looked at Canadian travelers who had visited clinics for suspected travel-related illnesses. Over 1,000 travelers have been studied between October 2015 and September 2016, where 3.7% of travelers had a Zika infection. And President Trump's travel ban is starting to affect us north of the border. A Canadian-born woman with a Canadian passport was denied access to the U.S. and was told she needs an immigrant visa to enter the country. Manpreet Kuner was heading to Vermont for a spa day when her plans were abruptly changed. Kuner was held for 6 hours at the border before being told she couldn't enter the U.S. without visiting the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa to apply for a visa. And some little happy news this morning. Two Toronto police officers are being credited with helping a mother safely deliver a baby boy in the backseat of a cab early Saturday morning. According to authorities, the incident happened right outside their police station. They were contacted by paramedics at around 1:20 a.m. after the woman went into labor near Dundas Street and Coxwell Avenue. Police say the mother and baby were doing well. And fans of R-rated superhero films got their fill this weekend with the release of the final installment in the X-Men Wolverine series, Logan. The movie grossed over $85.3 million in the first 3 days, easily surpassing the previous films. Fans who went out to see Logan on opening night were treated to a short tease for the highly anticipated sequel, Deadpool 2, before it was released online over the weekend. That video has now gone viral, racking up over 13 million views in 2 days. And this has been your 11 o'clock update. Tune back in at 1 for more news for your face. Thank you.